First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio. This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware, beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's by state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Unbelievable, people. This Mueller hearing's going on, and it's like a talent show on both sides. You've got the Democrats giving Mueller all of the props. You've got the Republicans trying to down him. And they all want their five minutes of fame. And you know what? They've all got their 5 minutes of fame. Nothing's going to change. You know, it's amazing in this great country of ours. And it wasn't before Trump. Some people didn't like Obama. Some people didn't like Clinton. Some people didn't like the Bushes. But it never, never, never got to this point. And I'm sick and tired of everybody fighting everybody. We don't have to like each other. We don't have to drink with each other. We don't have to go out to dinner with each other. But I'll be damned, we're going to have to respect each other. A lot of people I don't like, but I respect them because they fight hard. They fight hard. My enemies fight hard against me, and I fight hard against them. I don't like them, but I do respect them. It's unbelievable. This country could be on such a major upswing with all the great economy going on, with the jobs, with the unemployment down. But no, we got to hear day after day, week after week, month after month, and it's been year after year about this impeachment proceedings. Now, there's not going to be any impeachment proceedings. The Democrats know that. But you know what these ass white bastards are doing? They're trying to hurt Trump any way they can. They try to hurt Trump any way they can, because they know this impeachment crap's going nowhere. And I think the people, just like with the niggers, and I said niggers, crying racist every time a white person criticizes them. They don't, you know, you're not criticizing me for running over those three kids when I was drunk. You're criticizing me because I'm black. Yeah, see, that's what the niggers use time after time after time. And it's not working anymore. So you niggers, you understand that. You've wore out that word nigger to the proud white and proud black community. So you better come up with another spiel, because that's not working. And I don't know what the hell else you can come up with. But again, I just thought about that watching a few minutes before I came on the air. You can tell who's a Democrat and who's a Republican. And I'm ashamed of both sides. You know, they want to make it such a big deal like we're dummies. Like all of us out here, like the American citizens, we're dummies. And we're going to listen to that crap, and we're going to believe their lies. And they lie on both sides. The Democrats lie, the Republicans lie, the independents lie. If you're a politician, you know how you tell a politician's lying? You see if his lips are moving.
because these are some no good, no count, low life son of a bitches. But I just wanted to hit that momentarily because I know a lot of people are watching on the news channels. But 2.5 years, people, when is it going to be enough? These politicians, they don't give it. Did any congressman, senator, state rep, state senator come to you and ask you what you felt about it or how they should handle it? And on a side note, did any state senator, state rep come to you and ask about gambling, ask about this marijuana? Did they have town hall meetings? Hell no, they didn't. See, that's why when I ran, they never wanted me. I'd have had town hall meetings, and I wouldn't give a damn if I liked something or not. If my people in my district wanted it or didn't want it, I'd vote accordingly. But they don't play that game in Washington. They don't play that game in Springfield, Illinois. They don't play that game in Jefferson City, Missouri. It's all about party lines, and it just pisses me off. Hey, on a sad note, John Herndon, great guy. He was a ex-Washington Park police officer and retired as a Secretary of State investigator. He passed away last Friday, and we want to send our condolences out to the Herndon family. Great people. He was a great guy. He's going to be laid out at Herr's funeral home in Collinsville tomorrow from 4 to 7 and then burial Friday for all of his friends, and I know he had many. But I just wanted to acknowledge that and say our deepest condolences and our sympathy for the Herndon family. Again, he died last Friday. John Herndon was a great Washington Park police officer and also a great Secretary of State of Illinois investigator. So, John, please rest in peace. I know you will. And again, our sincere condolences go out to the family. Hey, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and he said, hey, I got my hair cut. I got my hair cut at this place in Belleville, didn't know about it. But man, what a great place. And I said, what are you talking about? Because my hair's about down to my ass. I got to get it cut. I have my hairdresser come to my house. She's cut my hair for the last 35 years, except when I was in prison and I had the Joe the Hack job. And man, I look worse in prison. My hair was about half cut. But anyway, he said he went to Fantastic Sam's in Belleville. He said, man, what a great place. And I didn't know those Fantastic Sam's were still around, but he said, no, I went to Fantastic Sam's and what a great haircut, and I'll be back. It's in the west end of Belleville, and also I was told there's one in Waterloo, so I want to salute everybody at Fantastic Sam's if you guys give that good a haircut. Well, I'm not going to come, but I'm sure everybody else will. You see on television, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Mayor de Blasio, they're at a meeting and they talk about to the poor, you poor need more, you need more this and we're going to give you more this and more that. But these asswipe, hypocritical asswipe political bums, all three of them, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Mayor de Blasio, the mayor of the failed mayor of New York, why don't you take some of your millions? Take some of your millions of dollars and give to the poor. You know, they always want to talk the crap, but they don't want to give up anything of theirs. You know Joe Biden, what a goofy son of a bitch, made a $200,000 a year, I guess, as vice president for 8 years, maybe a little bit more. He gets out of the vice presidency spot for the last 2 years. He's made $15 million. You hear me, people? $15 million. And I don't give a damn if he was a Democrat or Republican. That's a no-good-ass white bastard to make $15 million, and they're going to talk. They're going to talk to the poor people and say, we're going to give you. And you know, if any of them get elected, they've got to get the approval of the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate, and that's not going to happen. They're not going to give anybody $20 an hour, $15, $18, $20 an hour, and a new car and a new house for everybody. They know better. But these poor people are so desperate, they're going to believe anything these politicians tell them. And it's unbelievable. You know, they say what the people want to hear, but probably always, there's no reality in their false statements. You know, the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, they go to the NAACP and the blacks need this and should have that, and the hell with the whites, and they go to a white group and, well, I didn't really say it that way. You know, the whites need this. You people know what I'm talking about, but it's just pisses me off when I read and hear that crap, because the poor people are desperate. I was poor as anybody could be at one point in time. and you look for some hope. You look for some hope. And when these politicians get on national televisions and lie to you, and that's what they do. Nobody will front them off, though. You know, okay, well, we couldn't do it. I wanted to do it, but the Congress or the Senate wouldn't do it. That's a damn lie. They tell you what you want to hear, people. So remember that. Remember that come election time. Also, I want to say July the 28th at 7 p.m. I don't want you to forget it. I did it my way party. I did it my way party. It's not Frank Sinatra. He didn't get reincarnated. It's St. Louis Superman, Bruce Franks Jr. And there's a big ad in the nigger paper. He's got a picture of him with the Superman shirt on. He's leaving town, but he's going to have it. I did it my way party for the St. Louis Superman, Bruce Franks Jr. Well, apparently, Bruce Franks, you weren't Superman with the FBI talking to you, were you? You weren't Superman with the FBI talking to you. I wonder if the FBI has some kryptonite for you, Bruce Franks Jr. But it's amazing how he's going to position himself going out the door that he's Superman, but he's leaving St. Louis area because if not, he'll be destroyed. No, I think wherever you go, Bruce Franks Jr., I think if the FBI, the great, great, great FBI organization, I think if they want to get you, they're going to get you. I don't know where you can go. You can go to Jamaica. You can go to the Bahamas. You can go to Puerto Rico, you ignorant nigger bastard. But when they want you, when they're going to get you is whenever they get ready. And it could be this week, next month. So, and I really believe that to be the story. He thinks he can leave the area, quit stirring up crap, and everything will go away. You know, my analogy, of course, is if you shoot somebody in St. Louis and you move out to California and nobody says nothing, that's okay. No, it's not okay. I say if a crime was committed, you should be prosecuted. And I personally think there were more than one person involved in this Slate program taking money without doing the work. And I'm just waiting to see what goes on. But anyway, don't forget the I Did It My Way party given by St. Louis Superman Bruce Franks Jr., the failed state representative. He badassed for about a year, didn't he? He was a badass in Ferguson. Thought he was going to get away with all kind of crap, but see, your mouth overloaded your nigger ass. Your boot-lip mouth overloaded your nigger ass, Bruce Franks Jr. And I know you guys listen to monitor my crap all the time so you can make a complaint to somebody. Hey, complain to me, you bastards. But anyway, want to go on. And again, we'll be talking national issues, I guess, for the next month or so because local elections aren't coming about till end of September, October, into November, where they start filing their petitions and asking for signatures. So that's why I'm kind of staying on the national level. I mean, we will deal with local levels if need be. NAACP, the National Association for the what? The Advancement. Advancement is the operative word. Advancement of colored people. They voted unanimously to impeach Donald Trump, the president. Unbelievable. Trump's misconduct is unmistakable and has proven time and time again that he is unfit to serve, said Derek Johnson, the NAACP national. Hey, Derek Johnson, you nigger. You're only doing that because he's white. You wouldn't have done that to Obama. You wouldn't even have thought about doing it, you nigger, to Obama. But here's a white guy, and he's a racist. I still haven't seen anywhere where anybody can prove that Donald Trump has done anything that's racist. Now, he's criticized black people. Oh, but he's criticized white people. So what does that make him when he criticizes white people? It's got to be a bad word for that. Got to be a bad word for that. But and also the Congressional Black Caucus, they're for impeachment. They're for impeachment, but they're holding back because they don't want to take the heat in the next congressional election. That's the only good thing about congressmen. They're on the hot seat every 2 years. So the Congressional Black Caucus. Now listen to me, Congressional Black Caucus. I've never read one time where there's a Congressional White Caucus. Never have I. If anybody has, please correct me, but I don't think you're going to be able to. But the Congressional Black Caucus, they're all for it too. You know, these niggers, they all want to come together. But you know what's happening? And I don't believe polls, but one of the polls did suggest that Trump was supported by between 25 to 35% of the black community. Now that scares the hell out of the Democrats because they don't know what to do. But I tell you, there's a lot of proud black people all throughout this country that listen to me. The ones I see on the street, the ones that call me off the air, they say the same thing. Say, we don't give a damn what color this guy is. But you ever notice that the racist niggers like Maxine Waters and all these ignorant nigger racist bastards, they all want to talk bad about Trump. How racist is that? They're talking about Trump because he's a white president that they don't agree with. Now they've got Maxine Waters, she's a nigger from California, you guys all know about her, suggesting that the president should be put behind bars. Now this is Maxine Waters. Now, she's a nigger, so she's gonna come out. White people don't come out with Trump's a racist too much. That's always better to be carried by the niggers. And that's what they do. And Maxine Waters says his cabinets are racist, but they never say why. They always say Trump is a racist, but they never say why. Now, Maxine Waters, she'll get on television, she'll get on MSNBC, and they placate her crap. She'll get on CNN, and they placate her crap. But let's impeach. Impeachment's the answer. Well, hell, she can say that all day long. She can say that all day long, let's impeach Trump. We can say that all day long about any of our enemies. Let's impeach this one, that one. Well, how come? Well, we don't need a reason. We just want to impeach him. We think that's the best thing to do. We better impeach him. And people go along with it. Now, an intelligent person would say, well, give us some reason that he's a racist. Give us some reason to be impeached. The special prosecutor said that there was no room for impeachment. Now, they're calling, well, we didn't have enough evidence. So if you don't have enough evidence, I'm an ex-police officer. Then you don't charge. If you don't charge, you can't accuse somebody of something if you're not going to charge them in a court of law. But see, they want to keep this crap going, and they're going to. You notice Trump always, no matter, and he misspeaks quite a bit, and so do all of us. But whenever he says something wrong, man, it's in the paper, front page. Oh, they said go back. He said those four to go back to where they come from. Hell, that made national news like it was World War III. But now Senator Booker says last night or the night before, sometimes he feels like punching the hell out of President Trump. But he's a physical weak specimen, and it'd be bad for the elderly, an elderly man out of shape. That he'd like to sometimes punch the hell out of President Trump. You remember Joe Biden. Joe Biden, I'm going to take Trump behind the shed and beat his butt. No big deal. People laughed about it. But when Trump says something, and it was jokingly, hey, go back to where you come from. That was just a snide on those four bastards. But boy, the news media picked it up, ran with it, tried to make Trump look like what? Like a racist? Unbelievable. Yesterday. And now it's finally getting some play in the newspaper and on television. That ex-Mayor Giuliani says the attack on New York police cops are a product of an incompetent mayor, Bill de Blasio. And I believe that. They've got pictures of these niggers that put water. Now, it was a black guy that dumped a bucket of water on this white police officer. And the white police officer didn't even turn around. Now, isn't that racist? Now, let a white guy dump a bucket of water on a black guy, and automatically it'd be racist. How come this is not racist? How come it's not racist that it was all black putting water, shooting water, and pouring water over these police officers? Now, you know what? One of those police officers, and I'm not for violence, and I'm glad it didn't happen. If one of those police officers would have got so mad, pulled out a gun, and popped one of those niggers in the head, I'll bet you there'd been no more water pushing. Bet you on my life there'd been no water pushing. But these niggers, and they're laughing at these police officers. You guys know what that's going to do. These niggers are going to see that, and they're going to start getting away with more. They said that they approached some police officers in the subway, and taunted police officers in the subway, and the police officers did nothing about it. You know what's going to happen, people? It's going to be a point in time where we're not going to need police officers, because when you call them out to a crime and there's a nigger involved, nothing's going to happen. But see, the niggers know that. The niggers know that, and they know that they've got away with it. I mean, this guy soaked the police officer with a bucket of water. And the mayor would not, he's not talking bad about this incident. He's saying, you know, things happen. But it's unbelievable. And I hope you people, if you didn't get to it yesterday, and I'm sure they'll play it again today and tomorrow for the next couple of days. It's unbelievable for the incidents that happened day before yesterday in Harlan and Brooklyn, for people using buckets of water to splash on the uniformed police officers. And it says the police officers were seen walking away with no reaction. Unbelievable that this crap happens. But I'll tell you, as an ex-police officer, there's going to be problems out on the street. But I would tell every police officer, defend yourself. That was aggravated battery when they threw that water. Could have hurt them. They threw a bucket and hit a police officer in the head. That's aggravated battery. What's going to happen about that? Nothing's going to happen. Because everybody's afraid of the niggers. And it just pisses me off. It says the New York Police Department is now frozen. They don't know what to do. They know the mayor hates them. And if they do anything, they'll probably get charged. They'll probably get fired. And they've got families to support. But it says disorder out on the streets. The elected officials refuse to allow anything to happen to these criminals. You guys know what's going to happen. They're going to continue their criminal ways until somebody gets hurt. And then when somebody gets hurt, you know what's going to happen? They're racist. Those white guys are racist. Let's take a call before break. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, you do. This is my first time calling you, and Your beacon shines brightly over here in South St. Louis, and I just want to say keep up the good work, and give them hell, man. And I had a question too, maybe because you're closest to it, Bob. Do you know anything about the current status of Kane Wiley, the subhuman? Landfill material that killed Kane. I just, if you know anything about it, we appreciate you keeping us up on it. And have a good day, Bob.
Okay, Chris, and thanks for the compliment. Thanks. Yeah, well, thank you for the compliment. You made my day. Tell everybody in South County and the Jefferson County area that we appreciate them listening. I don't know what's going on with Kane's situation. It's still in the court system, and I think the prosecutors are going to fight it as hard as they can. Of course, the situation is there's continuance because of this, a continuance because of that. You know, there's always continuances, but I don't think it's going to go away. And I don't know if that nigger's guilty, but all the evidence I've heard, all the information I heard, pinpoints that he is. And if he is, I hope to hell he gets what's deserving of him. But you have to remember, Steve, Chris, and everybody else, in our judicial system, sometimes things don't go the way you expect them to go. You remember the old O.J. Simpson. Everybody knew how guilty this bastard was. And you know why? It was jury nullification in the O.J. Simpson. Anybody can say any different. They're stupid. There were niggers on the jury, and they weren't. They weren't going to convict O.J. Simpson. Number one, he was a nigger. Number two, he was a great football player. Well, he got to be number three. Number three, all he did was slaughter, maim, and cut up two white people. So that didn't make any difference to the niggers on the jury. And that's exactly that jury nullification. That's exactly what happened. Everybody knows it. Everybody says it. But life goes on. Now, see, I always say the niggers will stick with each other. Us whites won't. I mean, we back off a situation in a minute. We won't come to our own defense, because for some reason we're afraid. We're going to take a quick break. Callers, hold on. We'll try to get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side, and today's another day that I'm not going to take it anymore. I hope all you proud white and black people come behind our great police department. You know, I read another article. It says here there was another video where two police officers are being taunted by a man in the in the subway. Did nothing about it because they want to avoid getting hurt or killing someone in the process. Well, that's what police officers do. They're out there every day to stop crime. Sometimes they get hurt, sometimes they get killed. Sometimes they hurt people, sometimes they kill people. But whenever a police department comes to that mentality that they want to avoid getting hurt or killing someone in the process, and two officers are taunted by a man on the subway, officers are poured water on him in New York yesterday. What a stupid, nigger, ignorant bastard. Use the F word. Hey, Jimmy, you can be mad and mad as hell as you want, but will you please get my shoes from out your mama's bed? Get your shoes, you nigger. from out your mama's bed because I left them there last night and I tripped over all of food stamps she'd been saving up. So, Jimmy, you're nothing. And people, you didn't hear it. He was M&F'ing me from the get-go. See, that's a typical no-count, low-life, good-for-nothing nigger bastard. See, you can't get by. We've got a kill switch. But hear this no-good son of a bitch. I'm going to give him the opportunity. Going to give him the Jimmy the Negro, the nigger, give him the opportunity to discuss what he wanted to discuss, and this bastard comes up with the MF. I mean, that was the start. That was the first thing he said, so that's why we had to kill him. So when you people, when you hear me killing somebody, killing, I mean, taking them off the air, it's not because I disagree with what they say. It's because they say the crap. But see, this is a blue gum, no count, boot lip nigger, probably from North St. Louis, so he probably doesn't know any better. So, and I guess he just got up, probably selling dope today. But hey, Jimmy, once again, don't call, don't bother us with your bull crap, but get my shoes out from your mama's bed. And you better better be nice, Jimmy, because maybe I
can.
There goes the same nigger again. Next time, board op, if it's a nigger, let me know, because now he was Jimmy, now he's Mark. What a piece of total crap. But that's okay. We're not going to let that crap bother us. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, you mean nasty bastard. I don't know how to follow those two calls up.
Hey, Dave, let me ask you one thing. And you're a street guy. I've been out on the street. I try to let, and this is me talking, not you, so nobody blame Dave for what I'm saying. Let these niggers get on the air. Let them speak their piece. Let them tell me why Trump's a racist or I'm a racist. And they're M&F'ing from the get-go. See, people don't understand these low-life bootgum niggers. Not the proud black people, but the niggers. They really have never seen firsthand how these niggers really are, have they?
Well, no, and there's no difference between them and the Hoosiers.
Well, that's right.
I was going to call Kevin's show about it yesterday, and I was just so angry that I probably used Jimmy's word, so I heard you talking about it. You know, these criminals might want to realize that, first of all, if you're throwing buckets of water at an officer, depending upon the officer's discretion, he could go to lethal force. And in his opinion, he felt it was damning enough. But I'll tell you one thing, Bob. Words don't hurt. They can say whatever they want. But if they put hands on, that's to get an ass whipped. I'll never forget.
You know, Dave, that's throwing that water and hitting that police officer with a bucket, that's a felony. That's aggravated battery.
Well, and like you say, and Slayton said this before, there's way too many politicians. As soon as you hit the rank of captain, your testicles shrivel up and your backbone goes limp, and nobody wants to do anything.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Dave, answer me one question. And again, you're a street guy, been out on the street. Why is it always these politicians let this crap go? Now, don't you think in New York now, all the niggers, all the crackers, all the hunkies, all the bad on both color sides, they saw this with these policemen getting water put on them and nobody doing anything. They heard about these police officers being taunted on the subway. You don't think that's going to get out of hand? And don't you think at some point in time, something's going to happen, somebody's going to get hurt, somebody's going to get killed, and if it's a nigger, then it's going to be because the cop was white and the cops are racist, right or wrong?
Well, absolutely. But Bob, just look at all these major metropolitan cities right now. Police officers are answering the radio calls, but as you know the word proactive, a lot of them aren't being proactive. And you know what? I simply don't blame them.
No, I agree. I agree. Well, if you've got two or three kids at home, Dave, and you're a police officer, and something happens and you know that your mayor and your board and your city's not going to be behind you, and if you do something, you may lose your job, what are you going to do? You're going to turn and go the other way, aren't you?
I don't want to sound like a politician. Depending upon what it is, if it's just BS, yeah. But if it's something, Bob, that you know you got to act on, you got to take action. I don't care if anybody talks smack on me. You can talk smack all day. Put your hands on me. You're going to see the inside of your a-hole because I'm going to shove your head up it.
You know, Dave, I talked with two white St. Louis police officers been a month ago. They said they were in North St. Louis. They said we saw a big dope that was at the ball game. We saw a big dope deal going down. We went the other way because we knew nothing good would happen. And if we had to hurt somebody, then we'd have our breasts Prestes is in the ringer, so we drove the other way. Now, that's not, they shouldn't have done that, but that was self-protection. They lose out on that end, and the good people lose out because now there's going to be dope pushers all over that area, knowing the police aren't going to get involved, and that's bad for the proud black community.
Well, yeah, Bob, I agree with you 100%. Hey, look, I understand it, and most anybody that's got a functioning brain would understand it. Maybe I'm too old to be too smart to, because I couldn't turn the other way. I'd have to engage and you're the one that made the decision to be the dope dealer. I made the decision to do what I want to do, and ultimately you're going to go to jail one way or the other.
Did you see that? And I'm an ex-homicide detective out of East St. Louis back in the 70s and 80s, and things were a lot different back in the day. But I'll tell you what, for that police officer, he needs to be fired just for being such a pussy. He's walking down the street, that little police officer, and that nigger comes up, that small nigger comes up with a big bucket and pours it on him and starts laughing. I would have turned around, and that nigger, after he went to the dentist and maybe the emergency room, then we would have booked him into the cell, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, his choice of food for the rest of his life would be something he sucks to his throat. Hey, Bob, I got one final thing, if I could, and I'm going to let you know I'm going to be a smartass on this.
Okay.
But if you and Slayton could get like an hour together, I have the name of the show. The King and the Court's Jester.
Yeah, hey, go ahead, kiss his ass and not mine. That's okay. I understand. He's better looking. He's younger. But that's, I understand.
Bob, the court jesters are funny, funny people now.
Oh, yeah, but is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it depends. But, you know, they say beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Well, you know what? I look real good to the blind people. But other than that, I think I'm in trouble.
Hey, one other thing I got to correct you on. Will you call that police officer a pussy? No, that's a good thing. He's a smelly sack.
I got you. Dave, thanks for the call. Be safe over in your area as always, and appreciate your input as always. Now, we're going to take a quick break momentarily, but we got Alex. We're not going to take him. But that's a nigger again. He was Jimmy. He was somebody else. And now the ignorant nigger is going to be Alex. And, hey, Alex, if you want to hold on when we take a break, I'll talk to your nigger ass off the air. And I still like to get my shoes out from underneath your mama's bed. But whenever I put them underneath there, there were about six other sets of shoes under there. So, you know, I don't know what your mama's doing. I don't know if she's just a hole for money or just a hole for being a hole. But I understand that's the way it is. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud to live in this great United States of America, the land of the free. And we are also very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up.
Which one is Alex on?
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
But if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. And it is, it's kind of dark, it's kind of niggerish today, not dark. Hey, I see Alderman Green, that white bitch who thinks she's a nigger, Megan Green, the alderman, fined for not reporting campaign donations. Now, I think, is that criminal? Alderwoman Green, I call her the smelly, skanky, sleazy, political whore, Alderwoman Green. Megan Green was fined for not reporting her campaign donations. Now, that's, if we can't trust you reporting your campaign donations, Megan Green, what can we trust you doing? Probably, I say probably nothing, but she ran this last time for the Board of Aldermen and got her white, wishing she was a nigger ass beat to hell. But again, she was fined for not reporting campaign donations, so I wanted to make sure we get that out to that old smelly, skanky, sleazy political whore, Alder Skank, Megan Green. And Megan, if you want to call, lines are always open for you, bitch, if you're smart enough to get to the phone, but I honestly don't think you're that smart to get to the phone. I also see in the paper, among top 100 football recruits in Illinois, seven are from East St. Louis. Big article, and I want to congratulate the seven, because they always, and I say this with I'm not trying to give them disrespect, but they're always one or two in the state in football, one or two in the state in track, sometimes good in basketball, but they always emphasize the athletics in School District 189. Never, never, never the academics. And that's what pisses me off, because these poor guys, they don't have a good education coming out of high school. They'll play 4 years of football, and then they won't graduate after their fourth year because they'll quit. And it's amazing. But the School District 189, how corrupt they are to let this crap go on. Why don't you bastards down there start emphasizing scholastics and not so much athletics? It's never been that way in East St. Louis. It's always been, when you talk about East St. Louis, you can go to Springfield, Chicago, go down south to Carbondale, all throughout the state of Illinois and further, and you say East St. Louis, and you know what they say? Man, what a great football team they have. Man, what a great track team they have. Always finished first or second in the state. Nothing about academics. Never, never, never nothing about academics. And I fault not the high school students, I fault School District 189. I fault the president and the board of School District 189. Because these are the son of a bitches that are supposed to, who are obligated to give these proud little black guys a good education. But it starts off there in Niggertown, not just East St. Louis, all the town run by not the proud blacks, but the niggers. They shard them the education because they got to have athletics. Then when they get in college, it's athletics. Then when they get out of college, they can't do a damn thing. They come back in the streets. Some of them, I guess, are pushing dope or doing whatever they're doing. But they want to blame at the end of the day, not the proud black, as always, keep them out of the equation. But the niggers, it's a white guy's fault. It's always, I don't understand why, it's always the white guy's fault. And you proud white and proud black people know it. But I think we're getting tired of this crap. And one of the front pages, another paper, Trump's cheering crowds bring back uneasy feelings. Now, this is a reporter from the Tribune News Service. Now, this is one man in big letters on the front page, not the front page, but top fold on page 3 or 4. Trump's cheering crowds bring back uneasy feeling. Now, why the hell, to maybe him it does, but not to everybody else. But see, people read this and they want to get beat down psychologically by the news media, by CNN, MSNBC. These bastards will do anything and everything to emphasize how bad Trump is. And it's unbelievable that it happens. Last but not least, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. This white man out of Georgia was alleged to have said to a Georgia lawmaker, go back to where you came from. He denied it. He had the news media out yesterday. And now this nigger, Representative Erika Thomas, she's a state rep out of Georgia, comes to find out there was witnesses, and all the witnesses, bipartisan witnesses, say that it was the nigger that said, go back to where you come from, meaning I guess it was primarily a black area. And this guy was Cuban. This guy wasn't even, well, he's white, but he was of Cuban descent. And now the news media are getting all the reports that she is the one, the nigger is the one that said, go back to where you came from. But see, once that gets out, just like hands up, don't shoot, these niggers run with it. There'll be 500 niggers saying, you told me to go back to where I came from. Well, I'll tell all you niggers, go back to anywhere, but get out of this great United States because you're screwing up this country. And I will say the same thing to the crackers and the hunkies, the white bad boys. You guys get your ass out of this country. We've got enough crap going on. We don't need your crap. So when I say go back to where you came from, I don't care if you go back to where you came from, just get the hell out of here. But it's really amazing that everybody's came out now. This Georgia lawmaker, she was trying, crying, and come to find out that she's the one, the nigger bitch is the one that said, go back to where you came from. She's the one that kept confronting this guy, and with all the witnesses, but now it got one little play in the paper. It's not gonna make major play in a paper. It's not gonna make major play on CNN and the big news media outlets. Now, if it would have been him, and there'd have been witnesses, it'd have been all over. Look at another Trump. I'm surprised they didn't say another Trump supporter. But they didn't say another Trump supporter. But she used that, go back to where you came from. Nobody had said that. And all the witnesses said she was a damn liar. But once again, you're not going to see that, or you're not going to hear that on national television, because it doesn't fit their agenda. You know, their agenda is to come after Trump in any way they can, try to make Trump look bad. But I think at the end of the day, I think Trump's going to prevail. And if Trump prevails, that means this great United States prevails for another 4 years. After that, I don't have a clue, but I'm so old, I may not be around. But I don't know if I want to be around 50 years from now, 75 years from now, the way it's give them everything. We'll end up a socialistic country before it's all over, because when you start giving everybody everything, then you control everybody's everything. I don't think the niggers care one way or the other. They just, not the proud black, but the niggers, they just want what they can get for free. And in closing, why is it always the police officers wrong? The police officers never, ever get the benefit of the doubt as every one of us would like to have. We all want the benefit of the doubt. But anytime there's a situation that's bad, it's always blame the police. And if it's a white police officer against a nigger, then automatically it's blame the police. Ferguson, hands up, don't shoot, blame the police. The police officer, Darren Wilson, was 1,000% right. The federal government said it, the state, the local government, but the niggers make their own scenario. Hands up, don't shoot us. Let's give police officers a break. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt sometime, people, because when we need them, the niggers aren't around to help us. The hunkies, the crackers aren't around to help us. The police officers are there to help us today and every day. It's time to go. As always, people, you can blame these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians, because they are the one that facilitates all this crap. They are the ones that let this crap go. They are the ones that give a damn less about our country, about our families. All I give a damn about is them and their families. Let's remember that next election. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's do what we have to do come election time. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 and I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.